Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. Mama and Papa Bloom are now Grandma and Grandpa. The excitement of the past couple of days is all over, at least for the time being. Now we find Mama and Papa at home. It's about 10 o'clock at night. Papa is already in bed, as Mama says.
Papa. Papa.
Yes, Mama?
Hey, for a man who's taking so long to dress in the morning, you're able to get undressed very quick. Some misery to me. There are just as many pieces of clothes to take off at night as there are to put on in the morning. How do you do it? Is it a trick?
Huh? No, it ain't a trick, Mama.
Mm-hmm. Almost you are asleep, eh?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm very, very sleepy. Mama.
Mm.
I'll sleep late in the morning. Late. Maybe until 8 o'clock.
You will get up at the right time. When the little bell on the alarm rings, you will get up.
Hmm? Mama, what time did you set the alarm for?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Do we have to watch the sun come up?
The sun is up a long time already at 6 o'clock.
Oh, it is, huh? Then there won't be anything to see, so I'll stay in bed until 8 o'clock.
There will be plenty to see. You got a lot of work at the office. You told me that today.
Hmm.
You wasted all the time today with the babies.
The baby. Yeah. Say, Mama, ain't those babies cute?
Hmm. They are very cute, Chuck. Especially the little girl.
Oh, no. The little boy, I think, is cuter.
How could you tell?
How could I tell? If he asked me a question like that, how could I tell? I was holding the little boy, wasn't I?
No, Jake, you was holding the little girl.
I was not.
Jake, don't tell me.
All right. So I don't get into an argument. When I'm very sleepy, I was holding the little girl.
All right. Move over, Papa. I'm coming to bed.
At last. Mama, tell me something.
Mm?
Why is it that a woman puts on the same pieces of clothes in the morning quicker than she can take them off at night?
You're being a catty-cup. I said the same thing about you. You're only trying to get back from me.
Huh? Oh, so maybe I am. All right. Good night, Mama.
Don't say good night. I ain't in bed yet.
I wish you'd turn out the light and come to bed, Mama. I'm very sleepy. I'm getting sleepier every minute.
Papa, should I come to bed with my shoes on? Am I an Eskimo that I should sleep in my clothes?
You've been taking off your clothes long enough for 10 people to get ready for bed.
Yeah, and in the morning you're taking long enough just to put on your socks for 10 people.
Yeah, Mama.
So I'm ready. Move over farther, Papa.
All right.
Hey, you moved the wrong way. You're all the way on my side now.
Huh? All right, so I'll move back again.
Keep talking, Papa. Keep talking so I'm able to find my way to bed after I turn out the light.
Yeah.
Papa. Papa, you ain't talking. Papa. As soon as the light is going out, he goes asleep. He could be going to sleep in a boiler. Papa, you're right back there. You started on my side. And don't have daydreams. Move over. Come on, move over, Papa. Jake, I'm hanging over the side of the bed.
Mama, why do you wake me up?
I waked you up so I could go to sleep.
All right, Mama, all right.
You have got mine, pillow.
No, I haven't.
I ain't got it.
All right, Mama, take mine. I don't want it. I'm so sleepy, I could go to sleep on the floor.
Almost I was on the floor. Good night, Jake. up again already. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
Oi, a black one.
Oh. Say, Mama, what's the matter? You gone into the butcher business?
I thought you was asleep.
I was, two times already.
Papa, talk to me.
But, Mama, I want to go to sleep.
Jake. Ain't it nice that we are grandma and a grandpa? It'll be just like having Yep and Sarah little babies again. We can watch them grow up. You see, Papa, it's like I'm always saying. Somebody's always ready to take somebody's place. When Sarah was married, we cried because she was going away from us. So we thought we didn't have her no more. The same way it was with Yetta. We thought we didn't have babies no more. But now we're able to go back 20 years. And start all over again. Hey, it's making me feel just like I'm young again. Back in New York. So he puts a period on the sentence for me. Good night, Papa! What was that? Boy. Boy goes. Papa. Papa, wake up, Papa.
Mama, what are you trying to do? Shake me apart?
Shh.
Huh?
Listen, Papa.
No? So I listened and I'm not hearing a thing. Why do you wake me up, Mama?
There's a stranger in the house.
Mama, you're talking through your hat. There ain't any strangers in the house.
There's a stranger in the house and he's a burglar.
So there's a burglar in the house. All right, our money's in the bank.
It ain't our money, Papa. Maybe he's a murderer.
I'll be one in a minute if I don't get some sleep.
Papa. Not one little blink will I sleep until you see who's in the house.
Are you asking me to get out of bed and go walking around the apartment looking for strangers? I don't want to meet any.
Papa, I'm telling you, there's a burglar in the house, and when he's finding out that we ain't got any money in the house, he will kill us because he will be aggravated.
Mama, I'm not going to get out of bed, see?
All right. All right, Jack. Just stay there and be murdered. You will be sorry later.
So I'll be murdered. That's the only way I can get some rest.
You wouldn't be resting, Papa. Oh, after counting sheep, I'm wide awake.
After counting sheep, you're wide awake. You've been wide awake for 3 hours.
The noise has stopped, Papa. Maybe he's heard us and he's hiding in the cupboard until we're going back to sleep so he can creep out and stop us. Such a man. A murderer is loose in the house since he goes back to sleep. Oh, he's creeping up on us like a Indian. Papa.
Hi. What now, Mama?
He's back.
Who's back? I didn't know anybody ran away.
The burglar.
So he's back. All right. Maybe he likes us and he don't want to leave.
How can you choke in the face from death?
I'm not joking, Mama. When I say I'm very, very sleepy and that you're talking through your hat when you say there's a burglar in the house.
Papa, I will not sleep until you're getting up and looking around.
Mama, you don't mean that.
I was never more serial in my life.
Mama, I want you should promise me something.
What?
If I get up and look for burglars and if I don't find any, I want you should promise me you will let me come back to bed and go to sleep.
That's good, Papa. That's good. All
right. That's good.
All right. I promise. It's better to make a promise than to be murdered in my bed, yeah? You're getting up, Papa?
I'm getting up, Mama.
Are you trying to scare him away? You're making noise.
So he'll know I'm coming, yeah. He'll know I'm coming.
Jake, don't turn on the light so he can shoot us.
If I'm looking for a burglar, I gotta see.
Is there anybody in the room here?
Nobody, just you and me.
Look in the cupboard.
All right.
He's in there.
He ain't. It's empty.
He took all our clothes.
He wasn't here to take anything, Mama.
Look in the kitchen, Jake. Maybe he was hungry.
Hungry? Hungry? Oh, all right. So I'll look in the kitchen.
Oi. Maybe I shouldn't have sent Jake. Oi. Poor Papa. He's meeting a desperate criminal bareheaded. I will get up and help him. Papa. Papa, I'm coming to help you. Papa, where are you? Papa. Oi, Papa.
I'm out here, Mama.
Jake, you got your mouth full. Are you biting the burglar?
No. I'm not biting anybody. I told you there's nobody here.
So I'm feeling sorry for you. Some man coming out here to help you and you're eating like a glutton.
No, so I thought as long as I'm up and having to walk around all night, I've got to have some strength, so I'm eating a sandwich.
So you won't sleep. Papa, come to bed.
What good would it do, Mama?
Never mind, Jake. Don't eat the rest of that sandwich. You will toss around all night. Put it back.
Can I go to sleep then, Mama?
There ain't nobody here.
It was just the boards in the house cracking, Mama.
Oh, I'm very relieved. Come on to bed, Papa. I'm sleepy,
Mama. All right. All right, Mama. So we'll go back to bed.
Such a business.
The neighbors will think that we're night hawks.
Owls, Mama, night owls.
They'll think we never go to bed. Wait till I get in, Pop, and then you'll turn out the light.
No, hurry up, hurry up.
So, now.
I'm sleepy. I'm so sleepy I could sleep on the floor.
No, can't forget from cold.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Papa. Oi! Papa, answer the telephone. I will answer it. Hello? Sydney? What? Oi, all right, Sydney. I will get Papa to bring me over. Yeah, all right. All right, goodbye. Papa. Huh? Papa, wake up quick.
Oh, what now, Mama? If it's another burglar, let him stay in. Maybe he's afraid it's going to rain tonight.
It ain't that, Papa. That was Sydney on the telephone. Something is wrong with one of the babies, and Sarah's wanting me to come over. You will have to drive me.
Mama, when Sarah and Yetta was little, did we bother our Mama and Papa in the middle of the night?
Hurry, Jake, get dressed. The baby is crying.
All right, but I'm so sleepy. Where are my shoes?
Under the bed. Hurry up, Papa.
I am, Mama. But I'm warning you, I'll be driving with my eyes closed.
Then you'll never get there. Papa, don't put your coat on over the pajama pants.
I'm so mixed up and sleepy, I don't know what I'm doing.
Boy, Jake. Jake, answer it, I'm afraid.
I can't, Mama. The phone's by you.
All right. Hello? Oh, Sydney, what's the matter again? It's got... Oh. Oh, Sydney, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. No, it was all right. I'm glad you should think of me and call up here.
Sure. Yeah. It's all right. The Vegas up in the middle of the night.
All right, Sydney. Yeah, I will see you tomorrow. Yes, darling. Goodbye. Sorry. Everything is all right, Papa. You can go back to sleep now.
Please, Mama, listen. Ain't she even going to tell me what was wrong?
Oh, yeah. It was very funny, Papa.
No.
There was nothing wrong with the baby.
Nothing wrong? What are you talking about?
No. He was just sleeping.
Oh.